Thursday the 10th of April, Hey Nissen, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Tanis Bachon.
The Shulchan Aruch says that the Aruch is that Bachurim need to fast on Erev Pesach. And the Torah says, what is the reason why the Bachurim need to fast? As a remembrance for the Nes that the Bechorim were saved at the time of Makkos Bechorim. Meaning to say, to publicize the Nes that the Bechorim were saved at the time of Makkos Bechorim. And the Levush adds on that really the fast shouldn't be on Erev Pesach. The fast should be on Yom Tov itself. Why? Because when did Makkos Bechorim happen? Makkos Bechorim happened on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, Leil Tezvot, that is the night when Makkos Bechorim happened. And therefore, says the Levush, really, they should be fasting on Yom Tov itself. Why? Because that's the day they were saved. And that's the night. Only, says the Levush, as we all know, on Yom Tov it's the halacha to fast. It's also to fast. Therefore, says the Levush, we were magdim it a day earlier, since on Yom Tov itself, as in Shulchan Aruch states, the din is exhausted to fast. It's Bekitza states in the Tour, what's the reason why we fast? Bechorim need to fast on Erev Pesach. At Zecher Lenes, to the Nes, which the Yidam were saved, the Bechorim were saved from Makkos Bechorim. The Chura, this logic is very difficult. If the idea of the Tanis is a Zecher, to the net that the Bechorim should be were saved, to the contrary, we should go along and make it a Yom Tov. Make it a Yom Tov that not to fast, as Eli states, not to fast, it's a day when it's a Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem, Bechorim were saved. And be prat, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on days that a net happened, it's a Yom Tov, and only is it a Yom Tov, the halacha is, it's offered to fast. So fact, asks Rav Yosef Salant, Lechura, how can you go along and be Kivea, Erev Pesach, as a day of the Tanis, as a remembrance for the Zekorin of the Net? Lechura, where do you find such an idea of the Tanis? And be fast, Chodesh Nisan, Shteidach and Shulchan Aruch, where Aloha is, it's forbidden to fast. So how can they go along, Chazal, and be Kivea, a Tanis on Erev Pesach? To answer that, could be we can answer it with a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus that the halacha is that there's a din always that we need to have smichus go'ula l'tfilah. We need to have go'al Yisrael like we do in the morning and in the evening. We need to have it next to Shemayin Esra. Reg the Gemara Kashir, how in Brochus davdalet, how can you go along and say that it's next to it? The Maisa, you look in our Shemayin Esra, we say the bracha of Ashkivenu, Kum Dachay Soi Bazei, we're mastic between Goal Yisrael and Shemayin Esra by saying Ashkivenu. States in the Gemara, Kivon, the Tokino Rabbonon, since the Rabbonon instituted to say Ashkivenu, says the Gemara, Ki Geula Arichtodami. It's considered to be like a long part of the extension of the bracha of Goal Yisrael. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, what's the bracha of Hashkiveinu got to do with the idea of Geula Arichto, with Goal Yisrael? What's the bracha of Hashkiveinu got to do with the tefillah of Goal Yisrael? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that Hashkivenu's got to do it. Why? State in Rabbeinu Yonah, Shebeshor Sho'ova Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went by, Lingoif Et HaMitzriim, to go along and smite the Egyptians, Hayum Mefachtin, all the Yidden were scared, Umispalin in the Boirei, and they were davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Lekayim the Roroi, to fulfill it, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loyitein Amashkis, that the state in Parshas Boy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an Avtocha, that the Mashkis won't come into the houses. And even says Rabbeinu Yena that the Adan Avtocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom says Rabbeinu Yena Derech HaTzadikin Tzadikin that we find by Yaakov Avinu Sheyereim Tomit that they are always frightened Shema Yigroi Machet and maybe they will have a chet and they will not be merited to be saved. Says Rabbeinu Yena Ukineged Oisei Tfilah corresponding to that tfilah which they said and on the evening when they were smitten, Iskinu Leima, we instituted to say Askivenu, the Asilenu Hashem, that as we say in the Tfilah HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us, Mikol Dovah Ro, Veyishmei Seseisenu Uvayenu, and he should guard us always. Therefore says Rabbeinu Yena, since the Tfilah of Askivenu is corresponding to something what happened at the time of the Gula, therefore says Rabbeinu Yena, it's not considered to be an Asoka. Kum da chais from Rabbeinu Yena, that Rabbeinu Yena says that at the time of Makkas Bechayim, the Yidden were all scared, the Bechayim, and they were davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the Maskis shouldn't come into them. And therefore, that's why we were Kiveya Etanis Bechayim. Why? Because since the Bechayim at the time of the Nes, at the time of Makkas Bechayim, they fasted, that's why corresponding to that, we are fasting today. And I thought maybe that's the same idea what we have Tanis Esther. Why do we have today Tanis Esther on the 13th of Adar? The Torah says, why does it say the Gemara? Because to remind us, at the time of the time of Haman and Mordechai, then the Yidden all fasted, and that's why today we also fast. Similarly here as well, by the Bechayim, at the time when they went out of Mitzrayim, all the Bechayim went along and they fasted, that's why, and they fasted, not some fasted, they fasted with Tfilah, that they should be Nitzel, that's why we go along today also, and fast to remind us the tremendous net and its day for all David. And that will be pshat, therefore now in the two as well. That's what the two means. Not the etzem hasfala. Not the etzem that they got rescued. We're making a tarnish. You know why we're making the tarnish? To remind us at the time of Makkas Bechayim, you know what happened? The Bechayim Motors were davening and they were fasting that they should be rescued. To remind us that, that's why we fast today. And with that, could be I can answer a stark discussion. Next week, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. We're going to be magdim the Tanis to next Thursday. To Thursday. We've got a klal always, that the Gemara says, that you always delay a Tanis and you never go along and magdim a Tanis. Why? Says the Gemara in Megillah, because Agdume Puronisa, to be magdim a Puronias, state in the Gemara lo magdimina. The Gemara says in Megillah that when Tanis Esther, when Purim falls on Sunday, we can go along and be magdim Tanis Esther to Thursday. Why? Because when does the Gemara say that the halacha is that you can't go along and be magdim etanis earlier? That's only in a case when the etanis is because of Torah. For example, Shivos Rebetamuz, Tisha B'Av, or Asorah B'Tevet. Then, those tanisim are of Torah. However, Tanis Esther is nothing to do with, as you look in the Rambam says as well, Tanis Esther has got nothing to do with its Torah. It's a remembrance of something what happened during the time of Haman. And therefore, could be, and in that case, says the Gemara, you don't say, Agduna Puronis or Lema Gdemino. And therefore, if that's the case, I can say the same thing with next week. How can we go along and be Magdim the Tanis, which Be'emet Erev Pesach is next week on Shabbos, and we are Magdim the Tanis to Thursday. Why? Because the whole idea, the whole idea of having a Tanis is to remember a Nes what happened in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim they fasted because of the Torah. And therefore, just like by Tanis Esther, We say that the halacha is, adume puronisa le magmenino, we don't say that klal. Exactly the same thing we'll say here by Erev Pesach, we won't say it. The emes is, the halacha shulchan, in Siman Tofayim, asks a very interesting point, brings out a very interesting point. Today, the whole world is very lenient in the Indian of fasting on Erev Pesach. What do? They go to the shul, and the law finishes off on the Masechta. The other people that haven't finished the Masechta, and you just about hear the law saying it, and with that you are already lenient on it. Ask the Orach HaShulchan, where do we get that from? That leniency that people are so made. Says the Orach HaShulchan, it could be that the Heta is because people, if they'll have to fast on Erev Pesach, then people will be very weak, and they won't have kayak when it comes to the mitzvah of the Seder. And therefore they won't be able, says the Orach HaShulchan, to be able to go along and do the Seder properly. Now this takes no issue. If that's the case, what's the Heta next Thursday? Next Thursday, the Chula, there shouldn't be a Heta to go along and to get out of it. People just push themselves and hear a few words of the Rav said, the last few words of Masechtas Makkos, or he had one of the short Masechtas, and bye-bye, and the Yetzer. How does that work? How does that work? Rabbi declared, Ken Zayin. Since the Maisa, it's like a Svara that the Gemara said, Lo Yehei Tofel Chomo Min Ha'ika. That means like this. Since if Erev Pesach is Taka, let's say today's Erev Pesach, then today the halacha is, I said you're takapotah because of the svara of the Orach HaShulchan. Why? Because if you fast today, then you won't have kayak, then you won't have kayak, say the night, to be able to be mishtatev in the seder. Therefore, I've now gone along and I've pushed away the day of the Tannis from the right day, and I've moved it to another day. We can't go along and say that the day which is now a tofel, and the main day, should be more chomer than the etzem day itself, that which there we are lenient and we allow you to get out of going and fasting. So could be that is where the makoy of the leniency comes from, that even on next Thursday, when we have an halacha to fast officially, and we take a leniency and we are just mishtatev in the siyam, and we through that, don't fast, it's based on the halacha of Lo Yehi Tofel Chomer Min. I want to maybe suggest a new idea. Why, a bit I saw, and a bit I've been basis. A new idea, why there's an inyan of Tamas B'chayim. We all know, at the time of the Beit HaMikdosh, on Erev Pesach, was something outstanding. What was the way was it outstanding? All the Eden gathered from all the cities to Yerushalayim. And they festered in the Yerushalayim, their Korban Pesach, for something outstanding. Not only, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, all the Kohanim stood there with their Klei Kodesh and their Levium, and they sang and they said Hallel. Why is there brought this Korban Pesach? Says the Torah in Parshas Bo, what's the reason why we bring a Korban Pesach? State in the Torah says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem. Why do we have a Korban Pesach? Says the Torah, Asher Pesach that the Ribbono Shel Olam jumped over Al Botei Bnei Yisrael, on the houses of the Bnei Yisrael, the Mitzrayim, Ben Nokfei, when he smote the Mitzrayim, the Potenu, and our houses, meaning the Egyptians, and the Yidam, the Bechayim, Kitzah. Kum Techeis, state in the Torah, who was the Nes done to? The Nes was done to the Bechayim. They were the Nes was specifically done when all people were smitten at that time. At that time, the Mitzrayim was smitten. At that time, the Yidden were saved. Kum Dachos, the Ribbono Shel Olam at that time, was Magdish the Bechayim from the Klal Yisrael that they should be his people who go and serve Avod Avodas HaKodesh, bring korbanos, and to go along and lamed ulashoris. As the Pasuk says, Hili kol b'choi, to me was all the firstborns in Pasuk Bamidbar, v'yoyim ha'koshi kol b'choi be'evet mitzayim, and then when I smoked all the b'choyos, higdashtili, I was magdash on myself, kol b'choi be'yisrael me'odam ad-behim aliyu. Kum t'chos, that day, Pesach, what, because in the Ribbono Shel Olam saved the b'choyos, that is at that time the Ribbono Shel Olam made the B'chayim Kodesh to do Avodas HaKodesh. Today, Erev Pesach in the Beit HaMikdash, all the Yidden are going along and enjoying in Chagig B'Simcha, bringing the Korban Pesach to a nest. Why are they doing it? As a remembrance of the nest that the B'chayim Yisrael were saved. And because of that Hatzorah, because of that rescue, that's why B'chayim were made Kodesh. And let's remember, if not for the Chetah Egel, the B'chayim would have been on Erev Pesach, standing inside the Azorah and doing Aveda. And they would have been the Shluchei Darachmona to go along and bring Korbanos. Whom the Chayis? The Maisa? That didn't happen. What happened was, the Chetah Egel came, and they were pushed away from their job of being able to do the Aveda, and they were taken away from their Kedusha, and they became apostles from Aveda, and they became like normal Zorin, they became like a normal Yisrael, to be able to go along and not do Aveda. And Be'emes, Rashi said it in Baal Yitzchol, Be'achshov, Lefi Shoyta Aveda B'tchilis, U'keshachotu Be'egel, when they sinned in the Egel, Nifsulu, they became apostles of B'tchilis, Ba'aleviyem Sholoi Obdu Aveda Talilim, the Leviim who didn't participate, as it says in Barshis Kisiso, Mira Hashem Eloi, Vayeos Vuelov, called Bnei Levi, they took over. Have you got any idea how upsetting it must have been for the B'chayim on Erev Pesach? They think to themselves, look, if we wouldn't have sinned by the Chetah Egel, then you know what would have happened? We would have been able to be doing all the Aveda. We would have been the whole knackers inside the Azor. Therefore, what caused us that we can't do it? Because we sinned in the Chetah Egel. Says Rabbi Yosef Salant, that's why in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they fasted, reminding themselves that because of our Chet, because of our Chet, what we did by Chetah Egel, that's why we were caused to lose our job, to lose our kayach, to be able to do our Aveda. And therefore that's why that has stayed a minute from the times of the Beit HaMikdash till today to go along and to keep the day of Erev Pesach as a day of fasting, to remind us that the Kedusha of the Aveda, that was taken away from the B'chayim. And that's why the idea of Tanis B'chayim has come. I mean, this is not like the Tur, this is not like the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a new idea why we should do it. According to that, I can understand an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that the truth, that the halacha is not only a male b'chayr needs to fast, even a female b'chayr, if a nekeva was a b'chayr, she needs to fast, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur brings such an opinion, not halacha l'maisa, but the Tur brings such an opinion that not only a zocha b'chayr needs to fast, also a nekeva. Says the Tur, why? Because they were also in the nest. And he brings the Tur as a medrash that all the Nekevas went along and were killed, b'chayra, except Basya Bas Pari, says the medrash, who was saved, in the schools of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though she was a Bechorah, she was the only one who was saved. The Shulchan Aruch says that a Nekeva Bechorah doesn't need to fast. That's the way today we are Noyig. That a Nekeva doesn't need to fast. What's this for? Says the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch on the Yesh Emim that the halacha is that a Nekeva doesn't need to fast. Says the Gaon these five words: Da'atayla lo inosno kedushas b'chayla. The Torah didn't give any kedushas b'chayla l'Nekeva to Nekeva. Now, if we're going to learn like the we've been learning at the beginning that the reason of the Tanis is a zecha to the Nes, to the Nes what happened in Mitzrayim, then the Gaon, what the Gaon says, that Atayva Lainot no Kedushas Bechayva in the Keva, doesn't make sense. What do you mean? At the end of the day, it's a zecha to the Nes. It's a zecha to the Nes. The Nekevas were also. Now, if I'm going to go along and learn that the reason of the Tanis is, what's the reason of the Tanis? The reason of the Tanis is, like I said, is because the Rebbeinu, that we are reminding ourselves the idea that the Bechorim had a Kedusha, and the Bechorim now have been taken away that Kedusha from them, and especially on Erev Pesach, they remind themselves that they were till now had the ability to do Aveda, and now they're not able to do the Aveda, then I can understand this goal. Why? Because who had at the time a Kedushas Bechorah? Only the Kohen. The Nekevas never had, were never given any Kedushas of Bechorah. And that's why Taka the Gaon Taka says, that's now in the Gaon, when the Gaon says that the reason why today the minik is that Nekevas, the halacha is don't fast. You know why they don't fast? Is because Nekevas never felt that loss of Kedusha. Because a Nekeva never had a koyach of being able to do Aveda. Even at the time before the Chet HaEgel, who did the Aveda? Only the Scholem. The Nekevas never had it. Therefore, it could be that Gufa is the Machlekes of the Svoras. Why the Machlekes, the two sitters in the tour, whether Nekeva Bechayla should be Misanda. The two brings two sitters. One sitter, that Nekeva Bechayla should fast. A second sitter, he said, Nekeva Bechayla shouldn't fast. Could be, they're arguing in these two logics. What is the logic behind the idea of Tanis Bechayla? If you learn like the tool learns, and the way we explain from the tool, because it's a remembrance to the next, what happened in Mitzrayim, then I understand very well why Taka both a Zohar and both in the Kavah should fast. Because both the male and both the female were saved from the Bechayah. Masha in Cain, the other Shitta which learns that in the Kavah Bechayah shouldn't fast, because he learns not like the two Svarah. He learns that the logic why the idea of Tanis Bechayah is put in the remembrance that to remind us the Kedusha's Bechayla, that was taken away from the Bechayim. And therefore that's why only a Zohar should fast, and only I've got to be honest, that it's not brought in any of the Shulchan Aruch, that Svarah, this is a new Svarah, the Torah, all of the Torah, the Mishnah Berurah, they all bring the first.